Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shakoya D, and I have with me
B and Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could literally be about anything. But don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. You can go ahead and do that now. Hit the notification bell so you get notified every time we post. And our podcast is available on all all streaming platforms that have podcasts. But let's jump into the topic, y'all. What we talking about?
Today's topic is, it was a question that was asked to me. Last week? The week before?
I feel like it was last week.
It was last week. What two things excite you most in life? And what two things worry you most? So since I'm prepared, should I start?
Or? I think you should.
Yeah. I got one.
Yeah, I was about to say I got one. I don't know if I got two, so I need time to think.
Alright, so two things that excite me most in life is that anything is attainable and there's no ceiling to my potential.
Why does that excite you most in life?
Because I don't know whatever next looks like. I operate at my fullest potential, I've been saying, like I was telling you before, or I think I was telling you about, I just be like, let me operate as my highest self. Like, when I wake up, let me operate as my highest self. I think today was a prime example of me operating as my highest self. Just things coming, and I'm just like... Granted, I wasn't all the way prepared, but I was prepared enough to get the stuff done. And just do it without thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Just kind of flowing with it.
Yeah, and it's the fact that anything is attainable... I can dream as big as I want. My dreams could be as big as I want them to be. I don't know how they're going to happen, but the fact that I know that they can happen, it's exciting. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I haven't even tapped into my fullest potential. I have yet to live at my fullest potential that I know I'm capable of.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I like that one.
What about you?
You gonna jump to me?
Yeah,
because you're not ready.
I think we should do all the things that excite us most.
I was thinking that too. Yeah. It's always the second one that gets me. That trips me up. But I think the first thing that excites me, I'll say, is just the opportunity to create. So just like myself, like just things, stuff. I think that's one of the things that really gets me excited now. Just because. In a similar way, I never know what I'm about to make. And it's like, I never know what it is until I'm there. And I think that usually is like, oh, snap, let's just see what I come up with today.
The Lions be a perfect example of that.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like, I would have never thought of that.
Yeah. But that's the thing. And then a lot of the times when you get into it, I mean, you know, because you do live content anyway, but when you're doing like the live content, you really just have to pick and pop and use whatever you have. And if you start thinking about, dang, does this work? Does this not work? It's like, you'll throw yourself off. So just kind of going in it.
Go.
I'm like, all right, this was the first thing I thought of. I didn't really give it too much thought and just kind of going with it. So I think that's something that's, at the moment, I would say excites me the most. I guess the second thing... I guess the second thing would just be the opportunity to be here. Like, I think that's probably something that's been really ringing true for me as of late. Cause everywhere I'm at, it just feels like, damn, I'm actually excited to be here. Wherever I'm at, it's just, I'm excited to be here. Whether I'm at work, whether I'm just randomly having this conversation at a grocery store, like, it's just like the fact that I'm here is. It's beautiful enough for me to be excited. So it's like, oh snap, I had no idea what this conversation was going to bring me. I had no idea that me looking at this cereal box would spark an idea for something else that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But I think those are probably the two things that excite me the most. Oh, just off the top of my head.
Currently.
Yeah, I can't even really
I like y'all answers.
Should have went first.
I was going to say, y'all make me wish I would have went first.
What happens? I'm falling.
Because I was like, dang, I was going to say that. That was going to be my second one. And I was, when you said, I was like, dang, that was my first one. That's all I had. But, okay, so for me, I feel like one thing that excites me the most right now is just the excitement of what is to come. I feel like I'm in a space, or I used to be in a space where I've always been a dreamer, but I feel like I would limit my dreams, and I would limit unintentionally, but a lot of times I would, I guess, limit what I was doing, like put it the current work that I was doing, because I was limiting my dreams or my beliefs or what could possibly be. But I guess like the excitement of not even, like you said, like not really knowing what's next, but just knowing that it's gonna be great, I'm excited about that. And I also feel like I'm excited about the constant opportunity to reintroduce myself to me. I feel like it's been exciting to meet who I am each day, each and every day, and meet myself as I'm growing, as I'm changing, like really figuring out who I am at 27 and figuring out what I like and different things like that. It's been very cool, but it's also been aiding in me just living the life that I want to live. So I'm excited to continue to do that and to kind of dive deeper into that. So, yeah.
That's fine. See, I knew there was a reason why you left your answer for last.
My answer, y'all answers was better than mine. Mm-hmm. Well, not better, but they were good. So
that's subjective.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
But I feel
leave a comment in the comments. Let us know who had the best answer
and what you're most excited for.
Yeah, that's
more important. What you're most excited for?
What are you most excited for? And this is weird too, because like I feel like this year I've been sorry.
Talking. Don't worry about them bugs.
Those bugs.
Cicadas.
Oh, I thought that was a little alarmy thing.
Oh, nah. Cicadas.
Okay. Going crazy, especially when I be on live. Yeah. They been going crazy last week. They was like, "Oh, those cicadas." Usually they be like, "The birds." It sounds. Where you at?
Yeah.
It sounds so peaceful. Now they be like, "Oh, them cicadas going crazy out there."
They happen. It's weird. I'm sick of it. But anyways, I was just thinking like, this is the first year that I'll be excited, but I feel like this is the most excited I've been for what is to come.
Yeah, I feel like that too, just because I don't necessarily have any expectations.
Right.
Like, I know where I'm going, but I could adjust. It's easier to adjust when I'm not looking for this, and this to happen, or hoping. Like, I say I want this, but I'm just hoping. Like,
bro.
Even with it, like manifestation, you still gotta put in the work.
Right.
Like, you could think about it as much as you want,
but you gotta do the work.
You could experience it in your head, but it's not gonna materialize until you actually walk towards it as it's coming towards you. We doing the work. That's why every day I just be like, yo, we really doing the thing. Like, I just be proud of me, proud of y'all.
Word.
Going crazy.
Nah, it's dope. I think, especially for the future, like, I think a lot of the times we look at the future kind of being nervous about it most of the time. Like, I have no clue where the next steps are, but I think that's, like, kind of how you were saying. That's really where a lot of the excitement comes from. It's like, damn, I really don't know. So, one of the things that I've seen people talk about is, like, oh, like, what worst case scenario? It's like, dang, what if everything goes wrong? What if everything goes way, way more right than I could have ever imagined?
Right.
I'd be so hyped off that. Like, yo, that's, what if it's better? Go ahead.
It's crazy, though, because, like, I used to hear people saying that, like, you hear people go, oh, well, what if this goes wrong? And then they're like, but what if it goes right? And then, like, you'd be looking at them like, that's corny, but it really be like, why are you thinking about the worst case scenario? What if like now, I think I did this like yesterday. I was like, worst case scenario, I make $500,000 this year. Like, I'm gonna start saying stuff like that.
Worst come to worst, you know, I'm gonna be on somebody's beach.
Right.
Yeah. Pina colada.
Why am I speaking negativity to into my world? And then you start worrying, only thinking about that, and then that's what materializes, because your actions start to go towards that type of thing, or you're so focused on trying to avoid that from happening, and then it actually comes into your world. So.
And I watched Will Smith on David Letterman thing, and he was talking about the one thing that stuck with me. He was like, I may be saying the percentage wrong, but I believe he said 99% of the things, the worst things you think could happen, they don't happen.
Right.
Like, they only exist in your mind.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Because we think about the most outlandish stuff in our heads, and it's like, bro, where did this idea come from, you know? Yeah. And like, I don't know. It's funny because I think about all the times of things that I swore I was right about and then realized I was wrong about.
Right, completely wrong.
Like this, and then so when I start thinking about, dang, I was so off with this. I was like, well, I mean, I'm having this wild thought. It's like, what if I'm very wrong about this? And it's like, all right, well, cool. Or let's say I'm having a good thought. What if I'm wrong about that? What if it's better than I thought it was going to be?
Right.
And then it's like, oh snap. Well, I mean, if I've been wrong this time and it ends up being better, that's even, shout out to me. Like, shout out to what I'm doing, you know? So
that's also like how, because I feel like some of it has to do with the way that we're taught as children, or even the things that we see, the mindsets of the people that we're surrounded by when we were growing up. Mm. Because a lot of times, even if you think about like babies are fearless. They don't know that anything bad could happen. They're just doing stuff. They're trying things. They're trying to walk. They're doing whatever. They don't know that something is a negative thing, or that something dangerous could happen, until somebody else around them panics.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're like, then you start processing that, like, oh, I fell. This is bad. Or you're like, or I'm sorry, I'm trying to gather this thought.
I messed up.
Yeah, or it translates into, I messed up, this is a bad thing. Or, okay, now I know that when I'm walking, I could fall, and it could be really bad, because mom was like, ah, and then I was like, ah, you know? I don't know what's happening, I just know clearly this was a bad thing. So, but it starts to materialize as you get older, and then you start thinking about, oh, well, if I do this, even like with the bungee jumping thing, not bungee jumping, the skydiving thing, I don't know what could happen. I don't think that it's going to be a bad experience, but I feel like whatever millions of random thoughts could pop into my head is what was stopping me from feeling like I was comfortable doing it. I haven't done it yet, but even going on the float, I was terrified. When he first told me about doing a sensory deprivation float, he showed us the video. I was scared out of my mind. It was like, it felt like I left my body. And I'm just like, what do you mean you left your body? Where'd your body go? And I'm freaking out. And it's like, but it's like, why am I thinking like, oh, what if this goes wrong? What if I have a panic attack? What if that? But it's like, what if this goes really right and you get to connect with yourself?
Stand up.
Right. And connect with God and stuff. And then we went on the float, and I was fine. Yeah. I was able to process some things that I needed to process. Yeah.
And that's the thing, because for me, on the opposite side, I watched the video, and I was excited. I was like, yo, I don't know what I'm about to be able to think about. Let's just see. Maybe I'll write a whole novel in there while I'm in there for 90 minutes, you know? So, at least with that specific thing, I was a lot more like, I don't know, and the fact that I didn't know excited me. And I think that's a lot when we talk about with kids. They don't know anything until they try stuff. So they're like, oh, let me touch. It's like, and your parent is like, that's hot. But you're like, what is hot? Because I don't really, let me just try it out. And it's like, I mean, of course, it's how you learn. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It, for me right now, it's the most excited it's been. Because now it's like, I'm not afraid of failing, because I think if anything, I'm more afraid of not trying than failing.
For me, it's like the fact that I'm actually doing, me doing takes away the free time that I have to worry about what just I used to worry. Worry. Like, yeah, just to worry. Like, I'm actually doing the stuff. So I see the progress that I'm making. And granted, I take a step back and reflect often. So I'm acknowledging, I'm doing, and I'm acknowledging the fact that I'm doing. And it's like, wow. Yeah, you're doing something. Mm-hmm.
But then it's like when you're not worried so much, you also reflect differently.
Hey, yo, I'm doing it again. Man, what you doing? The last time I did a 90 days, the mindset shifted. But this time what? This time is where it all materializes. And how you gonna make that happen? I've created a journal where I set my daily intentions, to-do lists, daily wins, and reflect on my progress weekly. Oh, where? Let me get one. Just tap the link in my bio.
But yeah, you even you start to reflect differently when you don't worry as much. Because even if we relate it to like money, I feel like when I worry about money a lot, the thing that I reflect on is not, oh, I did this thing and it was great. It was, dang, how much money did this cost me?
Right. And it'd be like, for me, sorry to cut you off.
Good.
Like with the money thing, it don't be the fact that, oh, I just paid for, everything paid for. So I could wait a couple days. Mm-hmm. Everything paid for. Now it'd be more of a, dang, I don't have such and such in my account.
Mm-hmm.
Or I only got $50 left. I still gotta eat. Like just little stuff, but everything is paid for.
Mm-hmm.
I get paid next week. And granted, intellectual property that we working on, all it takes is one.
Right.
If it come to songs, all it takes is one. If it, anything, yeah. All it takes is one. Yeah. Like one day, one post, one live could go crazy.
Right.
One song.
Mm-hmm. One shirt. Like one shirt.
One pair of Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Shameless plug.
Shout out Amimi.
Right.
Where?
So, so we just gotta, I guess, not worry. Like, yeah. The not worrying part, and you used to tell me, what did you used to say? Worry is like a form of doubt. Is that what you said?
I was saying worry is a lack of faith. That's
yes,
what
that,
I agree
with. That's what you
worry,
said.
Because it's like, if you had faith, you wouldn't worry.
And it affects your feelings, too. Like, if life is a feeling process, like, the feeling is the secret. So if,
read that book, y'all.
The secret.
Listen to it.
If feeling is the secret.
No, feeling
no,
is
feeling
the secret.
Is the secret.
Nah, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nah, but the book that I was talking about is Feeling is the Secret, not The Secret. That was two different
yes.
books.
Oh, I ain't listen to or read Feeling is the Secret. Yeah. I just listen to The Secret.
Listen to The Secret and feeling The is. Feeling is the Secret.
Word, I gotta check that out. but if feeling is the secret. Worrying isn't the feeling that you want. Because it brings all these negative emotions.
Yeah.
It don't feel good.
So, then it just messes everything up. It messes up the flow. Just mess
and the
up.
Craziest part is that you're worrying about stuff that hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we'll be sitting there, we'll make it some, damn, what if this doesn't work? What if my money gets so low that I can't, all of these what ifs, and it's like, bro, none of this happened yet. We here. We're here. At this very moment, at this very juncture, you have everything you need to do whatever you need to do. So it's like, let's just...
And then going forward, you can work on making sure you have excess than what you need to do. So it's like, you just gotta not worry.
Yeah, which is a hard thing, especially and as creatives. I think we tie a lot of what we're doing to, so all right, if we're making these things and we're not getting like financially this word
backed.
Not backed but I'll compensated.
Compensated
financially compensated for our effort, some of the time we're looking at it like, hey, this isn't actually working.
But that's because everybody else look at it like you're not getting paid for it yet. But it only takes one.
Right.
Like, especially how technology and everything is right now. You could post something, upload a song, upload a blog. A vlog could go crazy. Like, and everybody be like, oh, I like this. You could become a meme. Mm-hmm. You just have to be prepared to
do what needs to be done. You gotta have the proper channels in place so that whenever it does happen, you can make sure you do start getting paid from it, or you do start getting whatever exposure that you need. Or
what I'll say to kind of like make it more concise, I think all it takes is one for you to get the attention, and then after that you need to, it's not gonna just take one. It takes more for you to get to sustain.
The one is the spark.
Yeah, that's all it is. Get the flame going.
But that's why you need to have everything else in place so that once it does kick off, you can go ahead and keep going with it, like, and not be like, all right, this happened, now what? You know, I think not worrying is like the main thing. And I think that's why I've been able to be excited.
Me too. Because, I worry a lot less.
Yeah, and I used to worry a lot.
Likewise. And that actually transitions back into the original question, the second half. What are the two things you worry about most in life, right? Did you have your answer already?
I definitely forgot that. So
the two things that I worry about most, it was more difficult to think about what I worry about, just because I do my best not to worry or even think about worrying. But my two were like, what if I'm not doing enough? And then the other one was, what if I'm doing too much? Like, what if I'm doing too many things at one time?
That's fair.
Feet up.
Getting comfortable.
Getting comfy.
But that was the first one was definitely was one of mine. Just off the top, I was thinking, like, what if I didn't try? What if I'm not trying hard enough? Like, what if that's the reason why I'm not seeing the fruits of my labor or whatever. But in regards to the second one, I don't really even know what the second one would be in terms of, I guess it would have been a money thing, just based off of like my parents and just how like life was before I started thinking this way, just like in the feeling of not having enough. So I was like, what if what I have isn't enough, I guess. And I think that was my second worry.
I think that y'all had longer words like stuff than what I was going to say. I condensed it to two words.
I mean, that's good.
my first one was the thing that I used to worry about the most, is money. But now I'm changing my relationship with money, and I know that I have more than enough. Right. And recognizing that. But I always used to feel like I didn't have enough money, or I needed to make more money, or what if I didn't have enough money to do whatever, or the fact that everything costs money. Like, I was worried about that. Like, I want to do this stuff for my music, but I also gotta pay rent. I also gotta pay for whatever bills, and it's like, now I'm worried about that stuff instead of just paying for this beat or paying for this copyright or whatever. And then the second thing was time. Like, my worry of not having enough time and not making enough time.
I don't even think about time.
I did. I was definitely guilty of that, thinking of, especially because of when I started making music. I was like 13, so thinking about, like, realizing that. And I remember I had a conversation with one of my cousins, and this was when I was 23. So she was like, "Oh, you 23?" She was like, "Ooh, you cutting it close there for music."
Yeah, but everybody be making it seem like people be so young.
They be old.
Yeah. Like, and be making it till they at least 30.
Yeah, and it's
a lot of people.
But it's rare that people do actually. I mean, there are some who started out very young. I mean, of course, the Beyoncés, the Michael, like, they started out very young. So, I mean, even the Chris Browns, everybody, right? But then there's the 2 Chainz. There's the mm-hmm. you know, there's like
Lucky Day.
I didn't need, when I found out he was 36. I was like, this makes sense why he's making music like this. I thought he was my age. This man got me by like 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like this, my mind was blown. So I think adjusting my relationship with time. I think that's definitely one of the things that I've had to.
And then that actually helps with being relatable and feeling out of touch. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, once they, I'm such and such age, I can't relate to the, so mm-hmm. they immediately eliminate themselves from whatever they think the young people are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know for me it was a lot of, because I think some of it was more so like, I'm still working a 9-to-5, so like I'm not devoting the time that I want to my craft, or I'm too tired to make time to do whatever, but it was more of a time management and a scheduling thing that I realize that now. That's but at the time, way. It was just like, oh dang, it's not enough time, and I'm getting older, and da-da. It's like, it's fine, like. Just do the work. Like, whenever you have the time, do it. Mm-hmm. Make the time. Mm-hmm. You are in control of your time. You know you work these hours. All right, outside of those hours, figure out what works for you. Figure out, you know, take some extra naps if you need to, mm-hmm. and get it done.
That's what I'm trying to get into the habit of. Approaching stuff for me like I would approach
something for other people.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, even, like, I've been saying I'm getting up at 4. If I had to work at 4,
I would be up.
Yeah, same.
Would've been up at 3.
Yeah.
Like just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're a lot less strict with ourselves most of the time. And it's unfortunate, we shouldn't be that way, but we're a lot less strict with ourselves because it doesn't feel like we're going to hold ourselves accountable. I think we just have to find a way to trick ourselves into being like actually holding ourselves accountable.
I don't even think we gotta trick ourselves.
Just gotta make the decision.
Like make the agreement decision that, okay, this is what I'm doing. I come before this job. Mm-hmm. I come before anything. That's what we gotta realize. I come before anything.
Death to see. Sorry.
I still be using that.
I'm like, hold on, that is a belief. Okay, receive. Got mm-hmm. it. My bad. But yeah, that's the thing. And that's what I've been working on too, putting myself before anything and anyone else, because of the fact that if somebody else needed me for something, I would find the time to help them do whatever. Mm-hmm. I will find the energy. But when I need me to do something, I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to just stay here for an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
10 minutes turn around.
Right. And then it don't get done. And then I'm mad at myself because it didn't get done. And then I'm trying to blame work. I'm trying to blame whatever. It's like, nah, you just didn't do it.
Yeah. And I think something that helped me, it was either TikTok or something Kobe was talking about. But, he was like, a lot of the times we say the reason why you didn't do it was really just because you didn't want to do it enough. Like mm-hmm. Sometimes it is too tired. But what they say is like, hey, if you want to do it, you'll find a way. If not, you'll make an excuse, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like we make excuses for ourselves because like we wanted to do it, but we didn't really want to do it. Because when you really want to do stuff, nothing ever really stops you. Like mm-hmm. when, like you. You want to get a job, you get a job. You want to go out, you go out. Almost to the point where like it doesn't matter how your body feels. You could be feeling a certain way. It's like, hey man, I want peace of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give me some peace of the night. Yeah. Like
I
don't care. Even if it ends up being bad, I'm gonna give me some peace of the night. And then like,
and then
it happens. So I think
charge it,
run the car.
But, Wonder Cold.
But,
That's not what I said at all.
I was going to let it rock. I said, run the car. Wonder Car. I was like, all right, well, I mean, it's magic.
Oh, I'm going to start saying that. Wonder Car.
swipe it. Nah, no, don't do that. Don't take financial advice from us right now. Later.
Ever.
Maybe later.
At some point.
In life, yeah, later.
Not on this podcast. Actually, no. We are not legally...
we are not financial advisors.
Yeah, we are not financial advisors.
Go see a professional.
Yeah, see a professional.
We still figuring it out now.
Right.
But, yeah, I think when you actually want to do something, nothing stops you when you actually want to do it. And that's something that I've learned just in general, just with everything. Even if it's, like, the mindless, like, the stuff that I'm not even thinking about, whether it's, like, if I want to scroll, I'm going to scroll. Like, stuff isn't, unless, if I want to stop, I'll actually stop. But until I want to, like, really, really genuinely in my heart want to do something, that most of the time I'm not moving, for real.
Right.
So it's just kind of making that adjustment.
I won't even eat. Like, I'll sit there and not eat knowing I'm hungry or I should eat. And if I really want to get something done, like, I'll just make sure I'm sitting there and getting it done before anything else happens. So, like, I definitely feel that on a spiritual level. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, that was my thing. Sorry, y'all. I ordered food and they said that they approaching with my order.
Wrap it up then.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like time is one thing that I used to worry about. Something that I'm still currently working on these things, but something I really used to worry about a lot. Time and money. But since I've started working on these things, it's done me some real good.
It's fire. Like,
but I definitely like we were just talking about, like, you have to make the decision to do it. You have to. Without making a decision, everything just up in the air.
But even with decision making, you have to know that you are the person who's making the decision. Like, and that comes with accountability. Like, you have to take accountability for everything. Just, like, yeah, take accountability for everything and make the decision that, okay, if nothing is going to happen unless I make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting up unless I decide to get up.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people like to point the finger or be like, you know what, I'm not going to do this because I got to work in the morning. So this could wait. This thing for myself could wait because I got to go do something else for
somebody
such and
else.
Such.
Yeah. That's definitely true. What you about to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the decision making, that's really been a super key thing for me as of late. Like, just being... not being passive with the decisions. Like, I used to pass up a lot of the opportunities to make the decisions just because I doubted that maybe I won't make the right decision, you know? And being okay with making the decision and being okay with making the decision and seeing the seeing the results, good or bad. I think that was, like, a super important thing for me. And just when you make a lot of times when you make decisions, and I think it's also kind of like linked to goals, it's easy. Once you make the decision, it's so much easier to map out whatever the goal is because
it's clear. It's like, yeah. I already know what I'm going to do. I already know I'm doing this, so I might as well figure out. I mean, you got the end goal, so
yeah.
You can start at the end. I made the decision to do this, so okay, I know I got to do this, to get here, but before I get here, this, and this have to be done. It makes it easier once you accept the decision.
I definitely agree. I feel like what I used to do is not even make the decision on the goal. Like, I was so indecisive in the past, like, and I was very aware of it. Like, I would tell people, like, I'd be like, no, you know, I'm just really indecisive. So if you want to just go ahead and make the decision, like, I'm fine with that. Or I would go back and forth and then, like, be asking people, like, what you think? No, I think I should do this. Maybe I think I should do this, da, 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 da. And it's like, I wasn't making decisions on nothing. And I feel like me knowing, and I'm not 100% sure, but I wonder if it's either that I felt like I did, like, the decision wasn't mine, like, I didn't have the power to actually make the decision, or if I was, like, scared to make a decision, maybe because of the accountability piece. But a part of me feels like it was, like, I didn't I guess I didn't give myself permission to make the decisions. That's one thing that I've been learning about myself. It's like, even though I'm making the decisions, certain things, I still just got to keep giving myself permission, like, to, it's okay to focus on yourself, like, and once, it's okay to, I don't know, order food if you feel like it, you know, even
right, and so, it's okay to pivot once, like, I think the important thing is to, all right, if you're going to make the decision, make it initially, and then if you decide after you've already made the decision to change your mind, then I think it's fine. But never really be like, I think I kind of want to, maybe we should go, it's like, not make the decision, and if you want to change your mind, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we're like, should I not, and then you don't, and then stuff happens, and then you're like,
I should have just like, and it's like, it's your fault, like, you didn't make the decision, or you decided not to take the lead on this, so that's why this turned out like this, even if you knew it was going to turn out like this. It's on you.
Sometimes it was, looking back at stuff now, it's like, I'm so nonchalant that I could care less. But like we were talking about yesterday when we were talking about introvert, extrovert. Mm-hmm. And I got to a point where in my head I'm thinking I'm too old to be, like, regardless if I'm an introvert or extrovert, I'm too old to be like this, quiet, shy. Mm-hmm. Like when it's time for me to say stuff, like, I'm too old to be moving like that. And then that even goes with decision making, whether or not I care about, like, something, what you want to eat. I don't care. Got kale and chickpeas. But, one, we could just talk about relationships. As a man, it get to a point where, like, just make a decision. Like, a lot of times, if we talking about making a decision and taking the lead, a lot of women just want you to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but that's a real thing, because I think a lot of people again are afraid of making the wrong decision. Because if I make the wrong decision, that means, again, and you talked about it before about the responsibility of being in power or whatever. Is if I make the wrong decision, that this affects more than me. So I think, at least in relationships, I've seen people, all right, well, they don't say it, but it's almost like, I'm afraid to make this decision because it's not just affecting me. But I think the important thing is, hey, if I make the decision, we just got to roll with whatever happens. You have to trust the person that you're giving the... Because if you're going to give the power to somebody, you have to trust that they're going to make the decision. Because if you don't trust that they're going to make that decision, then you shouldn't give them the
power to do so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I mean... I get it. Sometimes I just don't be wanting to make the decision. I would rather you make the decision. And I think I'm in a space now where it's like, if I give you the power to make the decision, at least in the relationship, I don't know about just in everyday life, just giving people, like, you know what, you make the decision. I'm not there yet. But
I was about to say something. Let's go back to when we was talking about age and. You're 23, so you cutting it close. Mm. But the older you are, once you really start doing stuff, it's no way that it's possible, but it's harder to be taken advantage of when you know things. Mm-hmm. Like when you're younger, it's like, now people complaining about bad deals. I ain't know nothing about I had this bad deal, blah, blah, blah. But as an adult, it's like, I don't feel like it's as easy for, you can only put the blame on you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what I'm trying to say. Because, like, it's all on you. It's not like, oh, nah, my parents was involved, they did this. Mm-hmm. No, I chose to just sign it without reading it. I chose to do this, this, and this without consulting the proper people. Like, it's all on you. So it makes it feel like it makes it...
Certain aspects of it, it's a little bit easier. Because, I know now, or I even heard enough stories to be like, oh, no, I'm about to read this whole contract, or I'm going to bring a lawyer in here mm-hmm. with me that's outside of the record labels, that, like, but still an entertainment lawyer. Like, just, you know enough to be like, all right, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this instead. Or, okay, I might take this from... It's just, it's, it makes it a little bit easier. But even in that, you feel more confident in the decisions that you make because a lot of times you're older.
Yeah, and you've been through things and you're not as naive. Mm-hmm. I'm not just trying to get on.
Right.
It's like for me, sorry to cut you off, but it's like levels to it. Mm-hmm. Even whatever journey that you're on. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Go ahead.
No, you good. I just know
it's levels. Like,
yeah, no, I think there definitely is levels. And I think if you just look at the examples of, like, even in music, again, like, Jay-Z's first album didn't come out till he was 26, 27.
He was 26.
So, and then even when you, sorry to cut you off, when you, now you have access to these different things, you're thinking different.
Yeah.
So if we're talking about Jay-Z, his business aspect, his business savvy is different than it would have been if
he was 18.
Yeah. And he was probably still a great businessman, but the moves that he was making at 30, completely different. But like the things that he care about at 30, way different than 18.
But that's not true for everybody.
Yeah, it's not true for everybody, but.
But I mean, he spoke about that before. He was talking, he just mentioned in like, he had the luxury of living a full life before he even got to music. So by the time he got to music, a lot of the stuff that he was able to kind of like, not everything, but a lot of stuff he was able to circumvent. So I think even if you're talking like a Kanye, like Kanye, like he wasn't 16 when he was Kanye. Right. Yeah. He was a lot older. But I think when you're younger, I think a lot of the times we're not as comfortable with making decisions, the decisions, and seeing how much power comes with making
standing on whatever. Like, I want this like this. So it's going to be like, even with Go to Kanye, my album is coming out. Regardless if y'all help me or not, he's spending all his money on albums, like on his album to come out, how he wants it to come out. Mm-hmm. Like, he'd be like, nah, we not Jamie Foxx. Yeah. Yo, nah, just sing it like this. Like, if you was 16, 17, and you got a song with Jamie Foxx, it's kind of... Jamie Foxx was Jamie Foxx when he made that song.
Right. Yeah, he was.
So it's like, ain't no little kid like, nah, Jamie, we not doing it like that. On your first album?
But I think that's the thing. Some people, a lot of people will call them like prodigies or whatever. Some people get to that place a lot sooner than other people. So some people are a lot more comfortable with it, and that's why they're like, they end up the super young. That's who we glorify in music most of the time, the super young people who have been able to make those decisions confidently, and they don't. It doesn't take them as long. For most people, it doesn't take them. It takes them a lot longer. So it's like, if I'm 16 in front of Jamie Foxx, I'm like, I'm just trying to soak up more
game. I'm just happy that he won the song.
Yeah, exactly. But it also depends on what you go through. So it's like, you don't know what you went through before you got here at 16, and then
versus
Kanye being 20 something and being like, yeah, nah, don't sing it like that, sing it like this. All of that is necessary. All of that time, whatever that time period is necessary for you to be able to make the decision. But you have to go through whatever it is you got to go through to be able to make it.
Long story short, sometimes it take people longer to bait.
It's a slow bait.
Sometimes it's a slow bait. Sometimes it's a fast bait. But you still got to pay.
Yeah, depending on who in the kitchen. That's it.
Right. You know. But, I mean, yeah, decisions are important. But the power, or the knowledge of the power to make the decision, is very different. Like, it's definitely a game changer. Like, especially when you apply it. I know we've been talking about music, but when you apply it to all aspects of your life, like, even in relationships or even in, like, even in me, if I say I want you to make the decision, that's still me making the decision to allow you to just make the decision. Like, and then, like y'all said, being able to roll with whatever happens after that, that's the accountability that I would have to take.
Yeah, you have to trust the fact that, hey, trust, even if I don't make the right decision, that you have to, you're okay with whatever decision I
make. Right. Yeah. So it's like, even just knowing that and still being able to take accountability of that, because like if something goes left and I'm just yelling at you, it's like, well, you made the choice to tell him this was solely his decision. So it's just like, it's a powerful thing. And I feel like, you know, people be, I feel like decision making is underrated.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like it's underrated by the masses.
Also, I think, and I've heard you guys say this a lot though, but like recognizing that if there's a problem that nobody else sees but you, clearly it's up to you to like, you should be the one to address it, because that's something that happened to me at work. I'm looking around, I'm like, nobody sees that this is a problem yet, and I'm the only person that sees that this is a problem, and it's like I should probably be able to fix it because I have the foresight to be able to, like, oh, that's not going to work out. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, in being the nonchalant person, in being the just, like, too cool for school, whatever it is, right? In being like, oh, this is above my pay grade. This is where, like, you know what? I know this is a problem. Somebody should fix it. Somebody should come fix this.
Yep,
and that's really what it would be like. Somebody needs to do something, because I'm not trying to be responsible for whatever decision happened, whatever happens after this decision. And it's like, I think we, if we take control of it more, so I think we'll end up in a better position.
I agree. I definitely did the it's above my pay grade the other day. I'm not gonna lie, because it was above my pay grade. So I mean, you're not gonna give me these extra responsibilities without bumping my pay up. So somebody gonna have to handle that when they notice.
But yeah, so in conclusion, guys, decision making is underrated. There is power in your decision. Even not deciding to do something is a decision. Mm-hmm. So make sure that y'all are making the choices in your life. Even if it's just, I'm going to wake up at 2 minutes earlier than I used to. It's still a decision. What else we talk about? Comment below and let us know, like, what is the things that you're most excited about in life? What are the things that you worry about most in life, or you used to worry about most in life? You know, like, talk to us.
Just leave a comment.
Just leave a comment. Just say hi. But yeah, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. But we'll catch y'all next time. Thanks for stopping by the gray area. Bye.
Adios.
Stay black, people.